Coming up on Thursday, May 20th, the Orange County Historical Museum is going to be hosting a free virtual talk by Chris Holliday, author of a new book called Classic Restaurants of Chapel Hill in Orange County, in conjunction with the museum's new date night exhibit. It's going to be at 7 p.m. that Thursday evening, orangehistorync.org, for more information on that. You can also check out that book, Classic Restaurants of Chapel Hill. It's out now, and we are joined in the studio by the author himself, Chris Holliday. Thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
And this is your 13th book that you've written or co-written or edited?
I think so.
It's up there. You've got 13 on your website. So how did you, you're local historian, you're also a baseball historian, and sometimes they overlap, right?
Yeah, they do. I started out just with baseball, and one thing led to another. And as you're researching one thing, you know, things always catch your eye, different stories, and it's all interesting to me, and that's just sort of how it's progressed.
That's cool. How did you get into the first book?
The first book, I think I went to like a Durham Bulls game with some friends from school here at UNC. And we went to Bullock's. That was my first Durham restaurant experience, which is a classic restaurant.
That was the first place I took my parents to when they came down to visit me the first time.
Yeah. And then we went to the baseball game, and it was all a new experience to me. And I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and so, you know, Major League Baseball, and so minor league baseball was a whole new thing to me, and it was a whole new world. And then once I went, I liked it, and I realized at that point not much had been written about it. It had a really interesting history, and a lot of great characters had come through there. The stadiums were neat and smaller, and so I just started looking into it. And as I, you know, found more about it, which was hard at that time, that was just at the dawn of the internet, so that just sort of led to the first book. I just wrote a proposal to a publisher, and they took it, and that started it all.
That's cool. So what's the origin of this project, Chapel Hill Restaurants?
This project started, strangely, with a cookbook. I was working at Southern Season, just down the mall from here. Mm-hmm. I was their marketing writer, and part of my job was working with the head of the culinary school, Marilyn Markle, and she had all these great recipes. And so I would put the recipes online for her and work with her to promote them. But she'd never done a cookbook. And so as I'd worked with other publishers on books, I decided that might be a fun project. So I proposed a cookbook, sort of a combined history and cookbook. So it was her recipes, and bread was her specialty, like Southern bread, biscuits, cornbread, related things. And so I used her recipes, and I used a lot of, you know, historical details about foodways and culture and how they mix to create those Southern breads. And that led to a book just called Southern Breads. Mm-hmm. And that came out in, I think, the end of 2016. And so anyway, that book, which was a lot of fun, the publisher of that book contacted me later and asked if I knew anyone who'd be interested in doing a book on restaurants in this area. They were trying to do a series of them. Mm-hmm. They'd done a few other ones in different parts of the country. And they just asked, and I was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, well, that'd be a lot of fun. So
that sort of
started it. And at the time, I had gone back to graduate school at NC Central to get a master's in history. And we had a joint class at UNC. And I met a guy who was a photo archivist there, Patrick Cullum. And he was a great researcher. He is a great researcher, and he knew how to find really great photos, and he knew all the collections. And so I just met him through class, and after the publisher approached me, I thought about it, and I was like, well, even though I'm in school, this would be a fun project. So I talked to Patrick, and we just decided to put it together, and yeah, using his research skills and, you know, my writing, and originally the publisher wanted to do a book on Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill as one book, and that's just way too big.
That's too much, yeah.
They all have their own unique histories.
That's a series.
So they wanted to break it up. So actually the first one we did was Durham, and it came out last April, and that was interesting. And then Chapel Hill was immediately followed it. Unfortunately, they both came out right during the pandemic, so there was no promotion. Restaurants were struggling. It wasn't really a good time to write about restaurants. But both of them, I mean, I learned so much. It was a lot of fun. You know, memory lane you go down, all these different places I'd forgotten about.
Were there some that you had never heard of that were just really prominent?
Yeah, what? There were some, like, they were really famous in Chapel Hill. Like, Harry's was one.
Uh-huh.
It was around, I think, really from the 20s up until about 1972.
Yeah, because this book covers more than 100 years of history.
Yeah, I started at the beginning. And, I mean, Chapel Hill restaurant history really probably starts around 1900s.
Early 1900s,
Sometime around. And they started really small, which is like little hot dog stands. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Chapel Hill was small at that time.
One story that jumped out at me was, I mean, you've got like a whole section, obviously, on the civil rights movement mm-hmm. and segregation and desegregation. And what I didn't realize was just how prominent a role the Rathskeller played in
that. Yeah, they were very progressive.
Like, very progressive,
which was surprising to me. I mean, you just think, well, it was the South, it was, you know, Jim Crow era, so every restaurant, but no, it wasn't. So the Danziger family was very progressive in, you know, being against segregation. So, but however, there were other places that were very pro-segregation, which...
Violently so.
Yeah, especially the one, it was called Watts Grill,
yep.
which was across... Basically across from where the entrance to Southern Village is now.
We were just there over the weekend, and I had just read the book, so we were driving by it, my husband and I pointed it out, and it's like, right there, that's where this restaurant was, mm-hmm. and told him the story.
There's a building there now, some kind of...
Old Stratosolar building, yeah.
That's it.
Yep. So speaking with Chris Holliday, again, the author of Classic Restaurants in Chapel Hill, again, speaking the live online talk with the Orange County Historical Museum Thursday, May 20th, orangehistorync.org for more on that. We're talking about great stories. What about great people in the restaurant scene?
Oh, I mean, there have been so many people. And I mean, the Danziger family, which we just mentioned, they were prominent in this business. I mean, more than one generation, probably like three generations of them were very big in the restaurant industry. And then starting in the 70s, it was a newer generation sort of led by Mickey Yule, who mm-hmm. started Spanky's, and yep. then his partners, Greg Overbeck, who wrote the foreword to this book.
Greg's great.
And they, you know, they started Squid, Spanky's, 411 West, and just been very prominent ever since then in the restaurant industry in this area. And there have been so many others that just played little roles and were important to people at a certain time, you know, and just... Like, for instance, the Rathskeller, I mean, I went there as a student. You remember the wait staff? They were always, the same guys were in there, and they were there for years and years.
Yep.
And so.
More index entries for the Rathskeller than any other restaurant in Chapel Hill, which makes sense, mm-hmm. right? I think, yeah. People talk about the history. That's the one they talk about.
I talked to, I guess, the grandson or son of one of the Danzigers, Avery Danziger. He said that when he... travels now, and anytime he mentions he grew up in Chapel Hill, someone will come up with the Rathskeller, even far away, even in another country. That's yep. the one thing that comes to mind. So that's amazing.
I don't know if you even found this because you were focusing on the restaurants themselves, but did you find just in your research that, as we hear today, people always complaining about, oh, this restaurant's closed, that one's closed. Back in the day, the restaurants were better. Did people make the same arguments in the 1970s about the scene in the 50s?
Yeah. And restaurants have always come and gone. It's been it's a very hard business. And I mean, and that's one thing that we tried to focus on in this is restaurants that sort of made it 20 years. Either they're still in business after 20 years or did last 20 years. That was sort of, and there's a lot of other places we mentioned, but those mm-hmm. are the ones that had the most impact on people. As I said, the restaurant business is just tough. And to survive any length of time in any era is a very difficult thing. So.
Yeah. The book came out last year, and already the restaurant scene locally has changed so much. Yeah, and so you talk about Ye Olde Waffle Shop mm-hmm. that closed. But other places have opened have opened since the book came out. Mm-hmm. What would you add if you were rewriting the book today versus even a year ago?
I mean, some places have moved, which I didn't even know, like Breadman's moved.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I mean, there's other places, too. And It's a tough time for restaurants, so hopefully they'll recover and new ones will open and the town restaurant industry will go on. But
yeah. Well, the talk is going to be through the Orange County Historical Museum, again, Thursday, May 20th, online talk at 7 p.m., orangehistorync.org. What's it going to entail? What you got planned?
Well, their exhibit is, it's just called Date Night, so they sort of focus on all the things people did as a date, you know, roller skating, ice skating, but restaurants are a huge part of that and always mm-hmm. have been. I mean, that's the classic thing, you know, dinner and a movie, that's the classic date, so, you know, restaurants have always played a huge role in that, even from the cheapest restaurants to the fanciest. You know, it just depends on your age and your economic level, I guess. But so restaurants are just a huge place for people's memories, and so that's sort of the focus of it.
speaking with Chris Holliday, and we got to wrap up. But as we do, what's next for you? Do you have the next project on tap already or not yet?
I'm trying to go back to baseball one last time. I'm trying to work on a book on the integration of baseball and the Carolinas, which minor league baseball had a very different integration story in the South, but also in the minor leagues, because it was sort of a conjunction of integration and also the control of the major leagues and how they affected it. So it's a really interesting story. So we'll see where that goes.
ChrisHolliday.com is Chris's website, H-O-L-A-D-A-Y, Holliday.com. Go there and find out more about Chris and all of the books that he's written and co-written and edited. And again, Thursday, May 20th is the talk through the Orange County Historical Museum at 7 p.m. OrangeHistoryNC.org is their website. Find out more there and hear a lot more from Chris about classic restaurants of Chapel Hill and Orange County there as well. Chris Holliday, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.